your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dave, you weren't kidding when you said we had 10 seconds left. You know what's really fun? As a person behind the microphone, I get to chat with our producer, Dave, in Minnesota. And before every broadcast, we spend a couple minutes chatting about, you know, what's new and things that are happening in our lives. And it's a really great time in my life to spend those few precious minutes with our producer, Dave. So Dave and I were chatting, and he said, "We got 10 seconds. I got to go." So off we went, and here we are. And we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Bliss? So your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts right here on Genesis are absolutely free. Today, we're going to discuss survival economics with Frank Underhill. And Frank Underhill is the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. I wanted to share with you, we've got a meetup tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's in Springfield. We're going to talk about raising bees inside and outside the city limits. Bees for pollinating fruit trees, vegetables, and other plants. Bees for food. And I'm working on a few short videos that I'd like to bring with me tonight. And if I'm successful, you'll get a chance to see them. Meet up tonight. Information's on the website. And, you know, I just heard on the news that the IRS blames low-level employees for targeting conservatives. That's really simple. You know, here's all you do. Just fire the director of the IRS and his lieutenants. All of them. Fire them all. You know, that would send a message that we've had it. We have had it with the government overreach. We've had it with the government abuses. We've had it with the government lies. We've had it. They need to be fired right now. Right now. Just as we need to fire the director of the Department of Revenue and his lieutenants. He actually resigned in Missouri for giving out our concealed weapons information to the federal departments. Agencies. Yep. Breach of trust. And whenever there's a breach of trust, the top people need to go. And their lieutenants. All of them. And you know what that would do? Glass, if we eject and fire without without any pensions, people for breaching the public trust, and we fire the lieutenants will look upward in the chain of command and they'll say, "Wait a minute, don't do that. You're going to get us all fired. Don't do that. You'll get us all fired." Then maybe we might have some checks and balances that would work for America. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be with you this morning.
I just had to say that about the IRS. You know, the IRS has been... for years and years and years, they've been all over me, and they would follow me from coast to coast, and they would audit me, and you know, they never found anything that they thought they could use. But I'll tell you what, if you are a real estate investor, oh my gosh, those guys are all over you like white on rice. And you know, and it's all perfectly legal to take deductions hey, Congress writes the rules, okay? And if you just follow the rules, they want to inspect and detect you. Frank, I want to share something with you. Since we're talking about the IRS, many years ago, Mrs. Fennelli and I were audited. We get audited many, many times. But just one of those memorable moments, we were audited and we were hauled in for a complete audit. And they didn't tell us why. And you know, when the IRS audits you, they don't say, "Oh, listen, here's why we're auditing you." It's always a surprise. and they like to hold all the cards, just like any other government agency. They like to be in control. And this is a time when one of those government employees has your life in their hands for the duration of the audit, or so they would like to think. Well, we got asked a whole bunch of questions and produced a whole bunch of receipts, and you were asked why we took certain deductions and so forth. And I always do the same thing. I have my notes written in the margins on Publication 17. In class, I recommend you download Publication 17. It's the condensed rule book. You can get it off the internet. Download Publication number 17, Publication 17. And so I always write my interpretation of what they're trying to tell me in these rules in the margins on the right on the publication itself. And so when I file my taxes in my own personal folders for review later on when I get audited, I just pull out what I remember my notes being, because it's written down in the margins on Publication 17 for that particular tax year. Okay, so we get audited and we get asked all these questions. And finally, at the end of the audit or near the end of the auditor says to me, okay, what about the charitable deductions? And I said, that's right here. And he says, okay, it's $500, .00, you know, $500 even. And I pull out all the receipts, the church. This was in the 80s, 1980s. So $500 was worth a little bit more back then. And so it was canceled checks from going to church, you know, paying putting a check in the collection plate, and little bits of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and so forth. And it added up to 500.00. Exactly. Well, that's why I was audited. At the end of the audit, he said, okay, you're all set. Yep. Yeah, all this is, everything you said is right. And by the way, do you know why you're audited? And I said, no clue. He said, well, your tax deductions of $500 seem suspicious, because it was $500. Not 501, you know, .21, or not 492.86. It was $500 even. And they were, because the amounts that I wrote out were even amounts on the checks. No more do I write even amounts for anything. Nothing. I don't even pump gas on an even amount. I don't round up to the dollar. It's always an odd amount. Everything I do is an odd amount now, no matter what. Interesting? What do you think, Frank?
Well, the audit, well, because the government is so low on cash right now, they are looking at any ways to generate revenue. And actually, I think it's even a deficit, because how much would it cost them to send that auditor out to you and to collect what?
Well, he collected nothing. He lived.
And how much do you think it cost to send them?
Well, you know,
why didn't he just stay at home, watch Super Bowl, or spend time with his kids, or do crochet or something? And
well,
this is why the country is basically circling the drain right now. It's because you have the dog chasing the tail. You know, whether
interesting.
It's just been, yeah, well,
interesting.
Know, you know, whether you're like, you know, they talk about the Benghazi thing where the, you know, people, you know, it happened. What can you say? Then they talk about the taxing patriot groups. Like Vincent, I hope they're not going to be looking at you or me or what we do here, because, you know, we're basically, you know, like-minded free speech people. But, you know, putting a tax on, you know, wanting to tax them you know, they're so desperate right now that they'll resort to anything to collect revenue.
Hey, Frank, it's not a question of if. They're coming. They're going to be over here. And I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. They're going to audit me. And I'm going to say, okay, listen, I'm just going to clear off a spot for you right here in the studio. And because they're going to spend a couple days with me, I know they are. And so I'm going to clear off a spot. And Lee Wickenhauser of Genesis Communications Network said to me months and months ago, he said, Vinny, listen, why don't we have a video of you on the, you know, like Alex Jones, so people can see what you do, you know, behind the microphone. So we'll have a video of you and we'll stream it live, you know, on GCN. And I said, I can barely talk behind the microphone, let alone be on video, you know. So, and I'm really busy and I'm racing around the studio during the commercials. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. So I don't think it'd be horrible, you know. So, but what I'll do is I will take him up on that suggestion. So when I get audited, what I'll do is I'll have a camera, a video camera, and I'll aim it not at me, but at the guy at the next desk over from me while I'm being audited. I'll say, yeah, we can do that. Now, I got to work, though, you know, during the audit, so, you know, we'll do this, but you're going to be on TV.
You need to video and document everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stream it live, you know?
It's different when they do show up. You know, they're going to come with guns. They're going to come with badges.
Yeah,
they're going to come in blue suits and striped ties. And
Yeah, so we'll
it's really unfortunate, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's intimidation. That's what they do. And when we had we were audited one time and we hauled in. And we get off the elevator, and you wait there, and then they say, okay, wait right here, and then they get their guy, and he comes out, and he says, and he's grumpy. I mean, he's already got his arms crossed, and he's all ready for you. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. He just got there, you know. He just had his cup of coffee. He's getting ready to go to work, and hasn't done anything all day. It's 10 o'clock, and then he's ready. He's ready to get you, and he tells you he's going to get you. That's what they do. And, you know, I was thinking over the weekend. You kind of hit my button here, Frank. I was thinking over the weekend. I was doing some farm therapy, which means I was, you know, walking around the farm. And actually, Mrs. Finelli and our son and I put up about, oh, maybe a third or a half a mile of fencing, temporary fencing. And we moved the cows from one field to another. And so as we're putting this fencing in, I get time to think about some of the things that are going on. And I was thinking about, you know, why is it that guns are not allowed in government offices? And I think the reason is really simple. And I'll tell you what I think it is when we come back. Why are guns not allowed in government offices? Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
My favorite subject, the government. I was thinking, why are guns, over the weekend, I was doing some farming, why are governments not, why don't they allow guns in these public buildings? And if you think about it, who really wants to be in a government office, okay? You get hauled in there because you need to renew your driver's license or the tags on your vehicle or to pay your taxes. Is it ever pleasant? Is it really ever pleasant? They're hauling you in. You've got to do something for them. Not for you. For them. And you might think that you're getting your driver's license renewed for them, but you have to have a driver's license because they say so. Not because you said, hey, what a great, you know, I want to carry this thing around with me and make sure I have it so that when they stop me, I have all that I need. It's because they demand that you have these things. They demand that you have ID. They demand that you go in once a year or every 2 years to register your vehicle and so forth. So I think the reason that they don't want you to have a gun is because not everybody's happy when they go into a government office, because you're being hauled in there pretty much against your will. I mean, I don't know anybody who says, hey, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? Hey, let's go into a government office and let's have some fun, you know, and we'll stand in line and we'll probably end up in the wrong line. And by the time we get to the clerk there, they'll tell us, no, you're in the wrong line. So then we'll get to wait and get in another line. And then the clerk will say, I know, you need more ID. You don't have enough ID. So then you have to go back home, get the ID that you need to get because they didn't tell you what you needed. So you get there, and then they tell you, okay, now it's X amount of dollars. So I think the reason that you're not allowed to have a gun in a public building is because they know you're not happy with being there, and they're afraid that somebody might take it out on them. I think that's probably why. Now, the question is, you're not allowed to have a gun in a public building, but do they have guns in public buildings? I think they do. I think they do. Think about that. In a lot of cases, they do. Frank had a very interesting experience this weekend and last weekend. I was installing the equipment for our satellite receiver. And Rick's satellite, I purchased a satellite receiver from him so I could listen to Galaxy 19. Because we are now broadcasting live 2 hours a day on satellite radio, Galaxy 19. And, class, if you'd like to listen, the information's on the website as to how you can listen to USAPrepares.com on Galaxy 19 satellite radio. Anyway, I purchased it, and I needed to aim the dish antenna, the parabolic reflector, toward the satellite up about 45 degrees. And in my location of the world, azimuth was about 184 degrees magnetic. Anyway, so I take the iPhone out there, and, you know, I'm walking around the farm, and my iPhone goes blank. I lose the compass. I thought, what? What happened? So I power the application off, restart the application, and the compass just has a blank dial. no indication of direction or pointer. So I power off the iPhone, power it back on, and sure enough, the compass comes back and goes away. So our son was with me yesterday, and I said, let's try your iPhone. So his iPhone had a compass for about a minute, and then it went away. Now, what the heck is going on our farm where the iPhone application, the compass, does not work? Am I the only one who's experiencing this with two separate iPhones in the same location? Is it our location? Is something happening here at the farm that is causing the iPhone compass to fail on two phones? As a matter of fact, when I moved the when it was working for a couple minutes, or a couple seconds, I should say, it was unstable. I could point the phone, and I know the indication was way off. It was off like 20%. So, has this happened to you, or is it just me? And I'd love to know. And let me give you the number. I'd love to hear what you think about the compass and the iPhone. Are you having the same problem I am? 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Toll free. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us, and we're talking about taxes. We're talking about the IRS. And Frank, I'm looking at gold. Gold is $1,434.90. Silver's at $2,373. Let's talk about gold. What's happening?
Well, I don't think investors have thrown in the towel on gold yet. And I think people are still, and you got to remember, people are still buying here. A lot of these companies are doing internal restructuring. They're looking at ways to maximize profits with a lower cost of gold. You know, Barrick Gold last week announced they raised a substantial amount of money. Goldcorp is taking measures. And, you know, then you know, if you look at the low hedge miners, they are doing okay. But what you're seeing here is not a mining or gold collapse per se. It's a high dollar that is the cause of this, because gold is, you know, the equilibrium, and the dollar moves around the gold. But there is some positive news on the dollar front. It's like the dollar seems to be at this resistance level here. And if the dollar, I think, has a hard time even, you know, breaking through it, maybe this might be the beginning of a drift in the dollar. And, you know, the Federal Reserve, of course, is pumping billions of dollars every month into these markets. And when you have them, you know, pumping in money every month, you know, they got to take their money out sometime. So I think it's just a matter of a waiting game right now.
So, Frank, when people look at these numbers and they look at gold down and they look at silver down, are you suggesting that they just stay put, or are you suggesting that they buy or sell?
Actually, I'm a little bit more bullish than that. I think people should take a look at them and enter trepidly. Would I be selling? Probably not. I haven't had like a big rush to the exit doors yet. People are patient. But you got to also remember, too, when you buy this kind of a investment, you got to be in it for duration. And, you know, you look at the gold chart, of course, we can go back 10 years, it's on duration. We can look at any chart, it's duration. We're not, it's like somebody having coins, are they going to buy them 1 week and then sell them the next, or bullion for that matter? They should be treated the same way.
Frank, I heard an opinion on the air. Someone said that silver, you know, the question was, silver has a premium right now, a pretty high premium. And, you know, if you look at the premium on silver, it was about 20%. Makes sense to me, because why would anybody want to sell their silver at $23.73 an ounce, you know, $24 an ounce? I certainly wouldn't want to, and I won't. Well, the question to a host was, will that premium just ever go away completely, and will silver just go to the metal value without premium? And I was absolutely shocked what I heard. I heard the host say, yeah, it's just going to go right to the metal value, you know, the premium will disappear. I couldn't believe it. Makes no sense to me.
Well, the premium is high because the price of silver is low, and I think we said this on a few programs back, that the premium is, you know, the premium remains the same. Again, the price is constant. The price of the metal itself goes up and down, and of course, the lower the silver goes, the higher naturally the premium is going to be, and then of course reverses opposite. When silver is, say, you know, $35-$40 an ounce, you know, the premium, you know, people don't care. It's irrelevant. It's except that it is very inexpensive right now, and that's why you have these high premiums. Remember, when everyone's making money, no one cares about the premium. But when it's like this, and or if somebody is going to want to even buy with a low silver price, they're going to want to buy. Well, yeah, they're going to question the premium because the it's exorbitant, and people are going to, that might even be deterring sales. So if somebody's going to do this, you know, you try to buy in bulk and negotiate on the premium.
Frank, at a meetup, I said this on the air, and I'll share it again. At a meetup, I said, you know, I'm sure some of you are concerned about the price of silver, because a lot of the people who come to the meetups have moved out of Federal Reserve notes into precious metals because they believe that at some point in the near future that the Federal Reserve notes will either be, there'll be a bank holiday, which is not a holiday, it's a closing of the bank, where you can't access your funds. They believe that that could happen, or they could believe that there'll be a revaluation of the Federal Reserve notes, or there'll be a suspension of transactions or something. And they want to make sure that they are not caught with their digits being held in a bank and something like Cyprus happening, where there's a 10% haircut, nope, 20, nope, 30, 40, nope, 60. They want to make sure that that does not happen to them by some nameless, faceless group of individuals called a government. Well, so what I said at the meetup was, I'll tell you what, silver's down, and I know some of you are concerned about that. So, but I'm not. Because I'm not a seller. And until you sell, you don't take a loss. Well, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll buy all the silver that you want to sell right now. If any of you want to sell silver, I'll buy all of it at $24. No takers. So, okay, $25, $26, $27, $28, $29, $30. And the roar that you heard during me reading off those numbers was the same exact response we got at the meetup. Nothing. No one wanted to sell silver at $30 an ounce when the market price was $24, because they believed that their silver was worth over $30 an ounce. And it is. It is. So that's what happened. And the reason I share these stories with you on the air is because, class, those of us at the meetup are just like you. We're just like you. And I want to share our opinions with you so that you know that you are not alone. You're not alone in your thinking. You're not alone in being concerned about the price, the manipulated price of metals. The Dow was over 15,000. I've said it many times. When I studied
the Dow was over 15,000 because, as I said in the earlier segment, you're having the government just pumping billions and billions of dollars into this. I don't call this a retail-driven rally. More or less, it is an institutionally-driven rally. Big difference.
Well, that's a really great point, Frank, because seriously, in 1971 through 1978, when I studied finance and economics formally, I was taught that in order to generate a profit, companies had to have customers. They had to have customers. And I can't... Who are the customers? Who are the customers of these businesses? What are people buying? Have you tried to buy a toaster oven that's made in the United States of America? Okay. How about a toaster? How about a blender? How about a television? How about a camera? Can you buy any small appliance? Any small appliance made in the United States of America? One. Can you buy one? I don't know of one. I really don't know of one. Do you?
Well, you know, everything like that building collapse in Bangladesh where they make clothes. Mm-hmm. I bet you that city, wherever that factory is loaded with buildings like that, just time bombs waiting to go off.
You're talking about the cost of the infrastructure. Their cost is shoddy and is not anywhere near as sound and as well engineered and as well as constructed as we have in this country. So therefore, their cost of production, their cost of labor, and the lack of enforcement that they have from their government is so much lower, if at all, that we can't compete with them. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, and I'm also saying, you know, your lack of, you know, government oversight there. You know, I think if you just take it on to the civil level, there's really no civil oversight there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right.
There's manuals that say how many bags of cement to water do you need to support this kind of weight?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
What kind of rebar? People think construction is just a miracle. You just look at it and it's being erected. But whether you're building a house or whether you're building a skyscraper, there's an exacting science in it. Everything from moisture to heating to engineering to structural to electric. You know, it's an industry not for the faint of heart, but I think that we all seen the price there. Now, can you imagine if that happened in where you live? I guess if there's some manufacturing, if a building collapsed and 1,000 people were killed, can you imagine what would happen if it was in Missouri or my state or California or Texas or anywhere else here, there'd be outrage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Frank, when we built the farmhouse, I was here for through the duration. I was gone a few times, but other than that, most of the time I was here. And when we were pouring concrete, I told the concrete company, normally they use 2,500 pound test concrete for concrete slabs, and then the next step up would be 3,000 pound, then the next step up would be 3,500 pound. We poured 4,000 pound concrete. And the reason is much, much stronger. Much, much stronger. A little more expensive, but a lot stronger. And, you know, once you put it in, it's in. And that's kind of the way I look at things. I look at things for the duration. And when we built our farmhouse, there's nothing showy and fancy here. It's plain, but it's really strong. I'm Vin Finelli. Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Pod customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just, I posted an email that I received from the freeze dry guy on the website. It's a tribute to mothers for Mother's Day. Mothers everywhere. And it's a very short email from the freeze-dry guy, and it says, it's to my mother and my wife, and it said, I just wanted to wish you both a happy Mother's Day. And it says, yours truly, and it's signed. And I think it's so thought-provoking and so accurate and so true that you might want to read it. It's about what mothers do and how mothers teach us about being kind to people and not hurting people and being forgiving. Excellent. So I suggest that you consider reading it. It's page one, usaforparis.com. Frank Underhill's with us. So Frank, the dollar is the problem, and and it's being manipulated, and the Federal Reserve is buying securities, driving the price up, up, up. You don't even need to have customers to have the Dow go up. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but years ago I went to Sears, and I bought a timing light, and it's one of these devices to use to tune an engine. And it allows you to determine where the ignition is firing at each spark plug, with relationship to where the piston is in the travel of its stroke. Well, I used it once, put it away, and it failed. And I bought the top of the line one, the best one they had. Used it one time, put it back in the box, put it in the toolbox. Second time I went to use it, about a year later, it failed. Brought it back to Sears, and they said, "Well, it's out of warranty." And I said, "Yeah, just out of warranty." And it was, you know, not much out of warranty. And they said, "Well, we'll give you a new one at 10% off." And I said, "Why would I want a new one? Why would I want to buy another one just like this one? And this one failed. Why don't you just, by the way, didn't you guys, isn't it satisfaction guaranteed your money back?" And they, so ultimately I ended up talking to the manager, to make a long story short. And the manager said, "You don't know. You don't get it. You don't get it. You know, Sears is not serving customers. Sears is in business for the benefit of the shareholders, the shareholders, not the customers. So the reason that Sears now exists is for the shareholders, and the CEOs of many, many corporations now are compensated not by how well their company is perceived, not by how many new products they have, but by the performance on the stock markets. So the idea is to manipulate the stock price as high as they can, exercise the stock options, and yield an enormous compensation as a result of stock prices. Frank?
I'm listening. You bring up an interesting point there, Vincent, and that's how I think a majority of businesses are now. They work for the stockholder and not for the their customers. Whether I think they're selling coffee or hamburgers or automobiles or handheld devices, it's the same, and it only enriches them, of course, you know, when things don't work out for the customer. Well, of course, they're the one footing the bill, i.e. through having to buy a new product, or the warranty expired, you're on your own, or if the warranty works, it doesn't cover this. It's basically a checkers game, and it's, you know, and I just want your listeners to know this, that everything out there is almost like a payday loan. You go and you borrow $400, and in 3 months you're looking at $4,000 you're owing. Well, the same thing can be had about any of this stuff, and this is why I don't like to buy anything, really. I just like to be sparse, and if you don't have it, it can't break on you. My cell phone is like 5 years old. I've never had a problem with it. Would I get a new one? No, and actually mine was a free phone when I got my service, a little Sanyo Vizio. I don't think they even make them anymore.
Well, I can't wait to get rid of my iPhone. I am not kidding. And Roy, I'm going to see Roy Birdsong tonight at the meetup, Choose Your Own Wireless, and I'm going to go for the real simple service. Prepaid, $80 a year. It's good enough for me. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. We'll be back, hour number two, right after the top of the hour messages.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.